Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Pat Bodner.
And I'm Bob Doty. This week, we visit one of the oldest successful family-owned companies in the United States. The C.F. Martin & Company guitar maker in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, is 175 years old this year.
That is musician David Bromberg playing on his signature Martin guitar. A signature guitar is made to order. The Martin Company works directly with a musician to create a special guitar based on what he or she needs. When the instrument is finished, it is named after the artist. All Martin guitars are acoustic or non-electric. They are the instruments of choice for many of today's leading guitarists and songwriters. Former Beatles member Paul McCartney is one such fan. He composed this song, Blackbird, on a Martin guitar.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see.
The story of C.F. Martin and Company began in Markneukirchen, Germany, on New Year's Eve in 1796. That is when company founder Christian Frederick Martin Sr. was born. He came from a family of furniture makers, but Christian left home as a teenager to study under a man who made guitars. When he completed his studies, he returned to his hometown. He tried to open a guitar-making shop, but met resistance from a local union. Mr. Martin moved to the United States with his wife and child in 1833. He opened his guitar shop on the lower west side of Manhattan in New York City.
Company official Dick Bogue says the Martin family was not happy in New York. So they moved the business to Nazareth, Pennsylvania. Mr. Bogue says the Martin family found Nazareth to be like their hometown in Germany. And he says the move was good for C.F. Martin Sr. in another way.
In Nazareth, he really found his style of guitar making. And the guitars that C.F. Martin Sr. built really came to define the instrument.
One early element of his style was to put all the tuning keys on one side of the guitar neck. C.F. Martin Sr. also made guitars with necks that could be moved up and down. Both of these elements came and went. But his most famous improvement to his guitars continues to be used to this day. Martin guitars are built with an X-bracing system across the top of the instrument. This is what guitar lovers say give Martin guitars an exceptional sound. You can hear it in this Steve Earle song, Sparkle and Shine.
My baby sparkles and shines, sparkle and shine, sparkle and shine. My baby sparkle and shine, never wonder who she's fine. She blesses all that she sees, a toss of her hair and a kiss in the breeze. But she don't love no one but me, and I can't believe she's mine. Shimmering she moves, sunlight all around her. Even when she's blue, silver clouds surround her. My baby sparkle and shine, sparkle and shine, sparkle and shine. My baby sparkle and shine, I can't believe she's mine.
Over the years, the Martin Family Company made hundreds of thousands of the instruments. In 2005, C.F. Martin announced the completion of its 1,000,000th guitar. It is made from four beautiful woods, with inlays of seashells, white and yellow gold, and jewels, including diamonds, rubies, and sapphires. There are images of babies with wings, a golden eagle, and company founder, C.F. Martin Sr.
But as pretty as a Martin guitar may be, it is how it sounds that really matters. The guitar is basically a tool for a musician, Dick Boke says.
And in their purest sense, that's all they are. We start with the Martin sound and we build a box around it.
Making that box is a complex process. There are about 300 steps in the production process from start to finish. The final step? Inspection. Dick Boke explains.
What they're doing is checking every note. They have to be able to do that quickly, and they have to be able to identify whether a particular note is not playing correctly. It has to be perfect when it goes out.
The work takes place in the Martin factory. It is a big change from the little workshop of 1833. The modern factory was built in 1964. It covers more than 18,000 square meters. About 500 people work there. They manufacture about 200 guitars every day. Prices start at about $300. But custom-made guitars can cost tens of thousands of dollars. British rocker Sting asked C.F. Martin and Company to design a custom guitar for him to play on his album Sacred Love. Dick Boke says Sting wanted a little guitar strung in a special way to provide a shimmering sound effect. Here is Dead Man's Rope from that album.
A million footsteps is left for drags behind my right. But I keep walking from daybreak till falling night. Days turn into weeks and years, and years turn into lifetimes. Just keep walking. Like I've been walking for a thousand years. Walk away in emptiness, walk away in sorrow. Walk away from yesterday, walk away tomorrow.
The C.F. Martin and Company factory is open to the public Monday through Friday, except for some holidays. Company employees guide visitors through the building. Many tours are free. There is also a guitar museum inside the factory building and a gift shop. The old factory is also open to the public, but now it is a store called the Guitar Makers Connection. It sells tools and new and used parts for making or repairing guitars. Across the street is the old home of C.F. Martin Sr. and family. It holds a visitor's center.
Christian F. Martin IV is the current leader of C.F. Martin and Company. He was named chairman of the board and chief executive officer after the death of his grandfather in 1986. Chris Martin was 30 years old at the time. There has been a lot of growth in the company during his time as its leader. But Mr. Martin also has had a lot to worry about. The use of costly and perhaps endangered woods is chief among his concerns. In the past, the company has used beautiful Brazilian rosewood and ebony, or old growth woods. But as Mr. Martin told the New York Times last year, if I use up all the good wood, I'm out of business. He said he wanted his daughter to have the materials she would need to carry on the business when she grew up. So, the company says it respects the directives of the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora. It says it uses traditional materials responsibly, and it seeks other wood materials, like those from trees, that can be replaced more quickly.
This program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. I'm Pat Bodner.
And I'm Bob Doty. Transcripts and MP3s of our programs are at voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English. We leave you now with David Bromberg and his Martin guitar performing It Takes a Lot to Laugh, It Takes a Lot to Cry.
I ride a mail train, baby. Can't buy your thrill. I've been up all night, leaning out the windowsill. And if I die at the top of the hill, again.